you know, it would be lovely if we all got grants and DPA from the government and from different organizations, but there's not enough money in the globe to fund every artist in every theater across the country. I kind of have started taking our fate into our own hands. We need masks. People really, really need to be wearing them to keep our community safe, to stop the spread of this horrible virus. And it's a service we can provide while helping to put some really talented and wonderful people back to work.
Karen Asenberg is the artistic director of the Salt Lake City Pioneer Theater Company. She says selling masks has allowed them to bring one person back to work at full salary. The goal is to be able to bring more of her staff back by August, when many of them normally return to work after summer break. Masks are in high demand. Over the weekend, Asenberg says the company received just over 300 orders. Masks are sold via the company's website, and multiple styles are available. There is a pleated style with a pocket for a filter. Another mask has a pocket where a wire can be inserted for a tighter fit. Beyond offering protection, Asenberg says masks have also become a fashion statement.
We're hoping that we're going to be able to expand our mask market and sell specialty masks that are for Halloween. We're going to hopefully be able to offer one-of-a-kind designed masks. So if you're going to a very special event and you want a mask that has crystals or sequins around the edges, we're going to do some very special masks by the craft artisans from our costume shop.
For Utah Public Radio, I'm Eliza Hardy.